This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program here, open phones. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want as we kick off hour three. You've got Ian, the captain,
and Mark.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. Also, more on the blue state secession. There's somebody over at thenation.com is saying that they've actually got a stronger case to secede than the red states. And you know what? If that's what they want to fight about, I am
great, fully
in favor of it. Finally, a productive fight.
Let's stop fighting about it. Let's just everybody secede.
Yes, absolutely. I support it on all sides. We're going to get into that coming up here. 603-283-6160. We go to Bobby. He's on the line in Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I was talking, calling about in the omnibus spending bill, they passed with inside of it, which they the $1.9 trillion thing they did where we got our $600 checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put this into the bill, which they sneak stuff in there all the time. It's a vaping ban, and it's called the PACT Act, preventing online sales of e-cigarettes to children.
So well, finally, that's what it's going to take. Another piece of legislation, and that will finally stop these children from getting their hands on cigarettes.
Vaping.
That's right. That's what we need. We need more legislation because all the laws they passed so far, it just hasn't been enough. It's just that one more. That one more law is finally going to do what it takes to stop kids from getting their hands on nicotine. I'm convinced.
Yeah, and I'm pretty mad about it. I can't say the words that I'm feeling, but
yeah.
I went to go buy my e-juice, and now I got all this. They want to prevent cigarette trafficking, which it's because it's just more regulations that the manufacturers and suppliers, they're going to get special taxes, and it's open for discussion right now for the USPS. I guess they get 120 days, but effective immediately April 27th. If something's not passed, then they will stop banning all vaping products. UPS has already done it. FedEx is getting aboard. And March 1st, it looks like they will be stopping the shipment until all of these manufacturers and suppliers and everybody gets in the right, like, legislations that they've made to get around so that they're able to sell it. And in some states, they're actually not going to let them sell it all. And so, like, New York, they're not going to let any outside vaping products be brought
in. So just to be clear, is this just affecting vaping, or is it affecting other tobacco, nicotine-related?
Everything. It's electronic pipes, personal vaporizers, refillable pods, e-cigarettes, e-cigars,
okay.
E-pens, everything.
Okay.
The liquids and all.
But what about, like, flavored tobacco, menthol?
Yeah, in some states, it's affecting the flavor of vape juices also in some states.
And what part of the bill? Where is this bill?
It's called the PACT Act.
PACT.
Yes, P-A-C-T.
Okay.
The Prevention of Children... the Prevention of Children, it's so stupid.
Tobacco,
Prevention of Children and the something about children and cigarettes. Oh, Preventing Online Sales of E-Cigarettes to Children Act. So now when you go to buy your vaping products, you're going to have to show them your ID, like send in a picture of your ID.
Yes, they've got to
and,
track you.
That's
very
if they comply with all the other things. And plus, it's going to cost extra because they're going to be adding on taxes and everything to it and all this other stuff. And it's different for every state because every state gets to set some of their own rules. So New York, they're going to have a ban on all the flavors. And then some other states like Hawaii and those other ones, they're not going to let anybody melt.
Now, has this passed yet, Bobby? Did this thing actually get passed?
Yes. Yes, it got passed into the December omnibus spending bill, and it just got slid right on in there, and nobody even knew about it.
That was the one that gave the $600 checks. So,
yeah, great. Right. Thanks for the $600 checks. And now all my money is going to go, the $600 is going to go all the taxes now that I was saving from, you know, smoking regular cigarettes, that I was saving vaping in my, you know, in my health, because my asthma is a lot better since I started vaping. So I was just pretty mad and just want to let everybody know, if you guys are buying vaping products online, I would get on it, and they got BOGO sales all over. So
get rid of the inventory.
Again, guys.
Thanks, Bobby, for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up there. According to natlawreview.com, the PACT Act was amended in February of this year. So he said it was slipped into something in December, but maybe he's got some bad information, or maybe they do, to apply to all vaping products, placing a huge burden on small manufacturers as third-party common carriers refuse to ship. As part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, in the most recent COVID relief bill signed into law on December 27th, Congress amended the PACT Act to apply to e-cigarettes and vaping products. Originally passed in 2009, the PACT Act amended the existing Jenkins Act of 1949, which required interstate shippers to report cigarette sales to state tobacco tax administrations in order to combat illicit sales and tax avoidance. When it became law 60 years later, the same year the Tobacco Control Act gave the FDA authority over tobacco products, the PACT Act, among other things, prohibited the Postal Service from delivering cigarettes and smokeless tobacco products directly to consumers.
I know that I cannot, but can you guys name an area of your life that the government is not involved in?
Oh, if I thought real hard, I might be able to find something.
Okay, because I can't think of any area.
They don't really get that interested in things where money doesn't transfer hands. Like, if no money's transferring from one person to another, they don't care that much about that. But, man, they sure do want to get into every little aspect of anybody's business. That much is for sure.
Is this the feds or...
He said the government.
The government. So, I mean, like, I can't think of anything. Like, healthcare, yep, they're all over it.
Yep.
You know, entertainment, yep, they're all over it. You know, vices, right? Smoking, drinking, you know, marijuana, that type of thing. Yep, they're all over it.
They decide travel, which food's called organic and which one's not. I mean, you know, they've got standards and regulation for food.
You can still put a website online without having to ask permission.
You're still going to pay taxes on it, all right?
No, there's no tax on websites.
Okay.
So that's one. Although I think they do charge taxes on registering domain names.
There you go.
I think there might be. I'm not sure. There might be a tax on that. I think they do.
In fact, I think when I bought LordKickAss.com, I paid a tax on it.
Let's go to Jeff. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, Massachusetts? Going once. Jeff in Massachusetts, going twice. Well, thanks for the try there, Jeff. Let's go to Kenosha Kyle. He's on our Matrix server. Kenosha Kyle.
Guys, this is it. We're living in the future. We've got government finally legislating things like protecting children from cigarettes and vaping, and now they're saving us from racism. Biden has the executive order on advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government. And underneath that new bill that he signed and passed, the Smith College in Massachusetts has now created segregated dormitories to protect people of color.
What?
What is
that's
that?
Right.
Wait, I thought you said we were living in the future. That sounds like the past.
It sounds remarkably like America before 1964.
No way. It's taking the 1964 Civil Rights Act and making it better.
Okay, wait a minute. So what was this bill that led to this college doing this?
Well, I don't think the bill was really related to that. That was just something that Biden signed, but there was a very brave and persecuted black student there at the Smith College, which is a woman's college, I believe, who went to Twitter and said that she was harassed repeatedly by a janitor and a campus police officer who had weapons that could have killed her, which they don't carry weapons, and that she was bothered because she was eating while black. And because of this, the college responded, said, "We're so sorry for all of this that happened to you." And they then created these segregated dorms. However, it turns out that she was eating in a closed section of dormitories that were under repair or something, and they wanted her to leave because she wasn't supposed to be there.
All
right.
But now we've got, you know, we've got a...
Well, anything that results in separation of people by color sounds like regression to me.
Sure does.
No, it's equity.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Kyle. Appreciate it. We're coming up, and this is Free Talk Live. What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. We were talking about secession, this time from the leftist perspective, or as TheNation.com puts it, Nathan Newman writing a piece, The Case for Blue State Secession. We can continue with that discussion. Also, want to say thanks to Monmess, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, which means that Monmess is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations around the country. If you like what we do here and you want more people to hear the ideas of freedom, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. The supporters-only chat room is one of them. On our new chat server, I say new, it's new as of like 5 or 6 months ago. It's been great so far. If you haven't gotten onto our chat server, hop on in there at chat.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the step-by-step instructions on how to join at chat.freetalklive.com. So back to the case for blue state secession. They already started by talking about that they believe they've got stronger arguments, and even the red state people do. So, and I think they should keep competing in that way, to be the most persuasive side, persuading their side towards secession. I like this. So, you know, you don't have to agree with his perspective, but there probably are people out there who do, and that's what's important.
Yeah. I want to hear what his perspective is.
Yeah, me too. COVID-19, he's getting into another area here, has transformed an ongoing political irritant into a murderous political indifference that we can no longer ignore. Last year, these dysfunctions in our political system became fatal, with more than 400,000 Americans dead by January and the body count rising rapidly.
Yeah, we've crossed 500,000 now.
On April 3rd, Donald Trump dismissed New York's request for ventilators, saying, quote, we have other states to take care of, unquote, something he never would have said about a state that mattered for his reelection. Is it venal or venal? Absurdity of our institutions, I don't know how you pronounce that, Vino, was reflected in the fact that while New York was devastated early on, initial congressional bills disproportionately sent money to hospitals not in New York or other hard-hit areas but to sparsely populated red states like Nebraska and Montana. And all this happened as wildfires raged up and down the West Coast without significant federal help because, according to a former top Trump aide, California didn't support him. That disparity in COVID relief reflects the broader reality that many blue states send far more in taxes to the federal government than they receive back in public services or other government funding.
This is true. If you're going to separate the states into red and blue and use the president for whom they voted as that way that you separate them, then you would find that it is weighted towards the blue states as tax donors and red states as tax receivers.
Okay, so that sentence says that the blue people, if you will, give more in taxes than they ever receive back in services.
State-wise, yes.
Isn't that true for everybody as an individual? I mean,
yes.
Don't you give more in taxes
except
than you
for
ever
welfare
receive
people.
Back?
Except for the welfare people.
There's lots of people. I mean, well, so one, I don't think that's necessarily true. There's probably half the population that receives more than it
gets. The welfare people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and the government workers.
Well, yeah.
Or do I repeat myself? The Rockefeller Institute of Government found that over a period of 5 years, New York taxpayers sent $142.6 billion more to the federal government than they received back in federal spending. Remember, the taxpayers don't receive that back. It's the government of New York that's getting that money. New Jersey.
And don't forget, the government's an inefficient organization, so there's waste and a loss of wealth. When the government comes in and pays double or triple what it would pay, what somebody in a private market would pay for a given project to get done, that isn't wealth that is transferred to the average individual in the state. It just disappears from an economic standpoint. It goes into the hands of well-connected people, and then, of course, they'll spend it at some point down the line.
He points out some more examples. New Jersey received a similar 91 cents in federal spending for every tax dollar paid, Connecticut 89, Massachusetts 90, California 99. Compare that with Mississippi, which receives $2.09 in spending for every tax dollar it sends to D.C. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky gets $2.89 per dollar, and South Carolina $1.71. going on. He says our political system converts right-wing bias and political power into economic transfers that undermine blue states. This is not accidental. It's built in the constitutional fabric of our nation. The fact that our presidential elections are determined by the outcome of the Electoral College vote rather than the national popular vote means Trump knew he would lose nothing by alienating New Yorkers or other solidly blue state voters. All of their electors would vote for his opponent, so increasing the popular vote against him in those states was irrelevant. 28 of the 50 states, home to 180 million people, have voted for the same party in the past seven presidential elections, meaning that their voters could largely be ignored by presidential contenders. The Senate is an even greater affront to democracy. California has 68 times the population of Wyoming, yet it has equal voting power in the Senate. In 2018.
That's the point. The Senate is the government's house. I mean, that's the whole idea.
In 2018, Democratic Senate candidates won the popular vote by a margin of 54-46%, but Republicans gained two seats in the chamber. Vox analyst Ian Millhiser calculates that after the nail-biting 2020 election, resulting in parity in the Senate, Democratic senators will actually represent at least 40 million more people than their Republican counterparts. But it gets worse. Thanks to the Senate's bizarre filibuster rules, 41 senators, who represent as little as 11% of the population, can prevent any bill from even coming to a vote. Given that half of those states' voters can elect those representatives, and especially in off-year elections that often only half the electorate votes, as little as 3% of the voting-eligible national population can block what the other 97% might want done.
Good. So what he's pointing out here isn't, well, he's playing with the math a little bit on this, but yeah, that's true. The Senate is a bulwark against crappy bills getting through in some odd situations. They're also the ones that pass some crappy bills, too.
Sure.
Real ID comes to mind.
But we wouldn't have the however many trillion dollar federal government that we have if it weren't for the Senate, too.
Yeah, they certainly allowed it all to happen.
Yeah. But he's pointing out that if it were designed the way he would suggest it should be designed, then the leftists would have total control. And so, therefore, since it's never going to change, you might as well leave. I suspect that's what the point is he's going to make here.
Well, if the leftists had control, then we would have the nation, you know, the federal government the leftists want, mm-hmm. which would then be insolvent relatively quickly, which mm-hmm. means that people would swing right. You know, so I don't know that that's true, but okay. You know,
if what's true?
That that everything would be great. I mean,
I didn't say everything would be great.
No, what he's saying, look, okay, if you want to know what it's like to live in a leftist state,
mm-hmm.
there are 50 of them. Pick the leftist one, most leftist one, move there. It's awesome.
No doubt. That's
right?
exactly what needs to happen.
Generally, the left coast is where you want to, I mean, the west
right.
coast.
People who want more right-wing
well,
stuff.
The people in eastern Washington and eastern Oregon think that sucks.
Yeah. The people in who want more right-wing stuff to happen need to move to more right-wing places, like Texas or South Dakota. And the people who want more left-wing stuff need to move to more left-wing places like California and, you know, Seattle and New York.
I mean, and we should all pray that the federal government keeps their fingers out of our business because they're contrary to both.
And the people that want more liberty really need to make the move to New Hampshire. Now, there's an interesting argument for Saipan, the CNMI down there, the U.S. Mariana Islands. That's an interesting project as well. I would say those are two good destinations.
Moving is a solution.
It is part of the solution. But the next step is to secede from the United States, and that's what he's going to get to here, I suspect. We'll share more from the blue state secessionists. 603-283-6160. See, secession is for everybody. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate version is not expected to include a hike to the federal minimum wage after the Senate parliamentarian determined the bill could not include that wage increase under the budget reconciliation rules. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
Now the bill moves to the United States Senate, where I hope it will receive quick action. We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial in here if you want. Bring up what you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark. We're going to go to more of your calls and thoughts. And coming up in roughly 4 months from now, ForkFest 2021.
It's coming up.
It's going to be here before you know it. We're still in the wintertime, but, man, time is going to go by, and you're going to be like, wait a minute. Oh, crap, I didn't get my campsite. You've got to go and do this sooner rather than later. Don't delay. Make it, you know, put it on your calendar for this week to call up Rogers Campground. And they do have a website. I've never used the website to reserve before.
I used the website last year to reserve a motel room.
Did it work?
It did, yeah. They confirm the reservation, and then when it gets closer to the time, they give you a call for the payment, which is generally a credit card.
And how soon before the event did you reserve?
I think last year, probably right about now. It was a good 4 months
so early
in advance.
On.
Yeah,
okay, that's good.
But I just went to the website. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Here's the days I'm going to stay, because I kind of knew that stuff, and that's why I made the call, because I'm like, okay, I got my schedule settled out, and these are the days I'm going to be able to make it. And I only went to ForkFest last year. I'm hoping to maybe try and I don't think I could do the whole 2 weeks. I'm hoping
do
to get
the 10
like,
day.
I'm hoping to get the weekend before mm-hmm. and then
which the final weekend of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right, and then the whole week of Fork Fest.
That's the way to do it. That's where you get that way you get both weekends. You get the best of both.
I've not attended a Pork Fest, so I would like to at least say that I've been to one. And then of course Fork Fest is the real reason that I'm going.
Very cool. Check out forkfest.party. That's where you can go to learn more about the event. The official official. There's no official dates. The ones we're promoting. June 28th through July 4th, although Derek J's been saying it's going to be June 21st through the 4th, so you know it just depends on who you listen to about when you think this thing's going to happen. But if you want to be there for ForkFest only week, then that's the week of June 28th through July 4th. Check it out, ForkFest.party. Jeff is in Massachusetts. We had a bad connection with him earlier. Jeff, are you there with us?
I am here.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I was listening to the minimum wage talk earlier.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, I'm in, you know, being from Mass, this has got to be one of the, if not the most expensive state in the country to live in.
Mm.
You know, we do have actually one of the higher state minimum wages, which it doesn't just, I just want to, you know, say that it doesn't always just come down to, you know, a state-by-state thing. It's also... You know, areas within a state, meaning like, say you live in Boston.
Right.
You know, your cost of living is going to be, like, way different than it's going to be in, say, Monroe, which is way out in the Berkshires, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing was the federal minimum wage, I mean, I guess I could call it necessary evil because, you know, to keep checks on, you know, people – you know, being worked, you know, half to death for nothing, but...
Well, no, there's a natural check on that, and that is the worker's ability to say no.
Right.
You don't take a job if you don't think it's worth whatever it is that they're offering to pay.
Yeah, I'm with Ian on this, but evil is never necessary.
If you're only gig in town, you know...
Then move to a new town. Or start your own business. You know, the thing is, the government gets in the way of people creating opportunities.
Yeah, well... Some of us are luckier than others, but I did have to say one thing though. You know, this you know, $7.25, you know, hasn't been raised in so long, and that's because prices haven't gone up in so long.
Oh yes, they have. Look at the price of groceries, man. Is the price of groceries up higher now than it was 10 years ago?
I was just making a point.
Okay, well, the prices have gone up.
He was joking.
Yes, they have. Okay. And they hurt people down on the bottom. Probably the most disparate, unfortunately. But it's like the people make the argument that they say, you know, if you raise the minimum wage, prices will go up.
They do.
But they're going to go up whether you raise them or not.
Well, that much
so
is true.
If you don't raise them, it's stagflation.
Well, since the government can just print money out of thin air, I think the greatest stimulus package something they could do in lieu of minimum wage is just go ahead and abolish the income tax, and now everybody makes more money.
There you go. Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. The number here is 603-283-6160.
This part's easy to understand about the minimum wage. What the minimum wage does is disallows people from competing for the lowest wage jobs based on price. If you're going to do, you know, if you're in business for yourself, you're going to price your stuff based on what you think your time is worth. And if your competition's in there doing it for, you know, $5, $10 an hour less than you are, you're going to lose business to them. You have to decide if you want to lose business to your competition. Do you want to price on price? Do you want to price on value? Do you want to price on a variety of things? Some people don't have the ability to price on quality. And so they have to price on price.
Or service.
And whatever that is. So if they're going to compete in the marketplace where we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, what about the 14-year-old that wants to get in there and offer his services at $14 an hour?
Yeah, should be able to make that choice.
Legally.
You should be able to make choices for yourself, and the minimum wage takes that away. Let's go back, to the story here from thenation.com about blue state secession. I'm jumping past some more examples of how the people on the left are upset with the influence that people who are on the right have in Washington, D.C., whether it be in the Senate or the Supreme Court. He's touched on that enough. So he says, let's bring us back to the threat of secession is the only route to creating a democratic and just politics. He says, despite popular conceptions, secession has never been an exclusive preserve of the former Confederacy. As Richard Kreitner details in his book, Break It Up, the first popular disunion movement in American history developed in the North, not the South.
It's true.
It was the abolitionist leader William Lloyd Garrison who, on July 4th of 1854, burned a copy of the Constitution and declared, quote, "The only remedy in our case is a dissolution of the Union." Unquote,
I like this guy.
Arguing that the threat of secession by the northern states was the only way to end the tyranny of slavery. If secession seems extreme, it's no more so than the millions of undocumented families fearing forcible separation by ICE. It's no more extreme than the steadily rising economic and racial inequality we face, and it's definitely no more extreme than the body count we face from climate change, not the murders in the Middle East, one that, if left unaddressed, will make COVID-19 look minor by comparison. Some argue that secession would abandon tens of millions of progressive red state residents, including large numbers of black and Latino voters, to the mercies of Republican abuses. Except there's little evidence that the blue state's continued embrace of the current political system is the most effective way to support red state allies.
Right. I mean, you know, at that point, if people found it better in the blue states, I have to agree. I mean, I think that why not just create two federal governments and let states choose between them? Hell, they could choose between them every 4 years.
I don't want
that.
I care. I want out. I don't want a federal government at all. I mean, that would be slightly better, but no.
If a state can move back and forth, then what you'll find is that that why not just opt out entirely?
That's what I want to say.
Now we're talking. Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm look, it doesn't matter if New Hampshire secedes. We're not going to be freer, okay?
Yes, we will.
No,
I was about to have a moment
suck.
Here.
You
instantly.
Mark finally came around.
No, secession is just rulers closer to you.
Yeah,
effing with
and
you
it
harder.
Makes a difference.
The people
where you
in
know.
My town, the town. Government is my biggest problem. You're not solving my problems
you can
by
move
getting
to
rid
Grafton.
Of Biden.
Move to Grafton. Even during the peak of recent Democratic power in the Senate,
New Hampshire.
In 2009 to 2010, it was nearly impossible to enact national legislation that significantly expanded the welfare state or raised wages in red states. As a united sovereign nation, blue states would not just be able to immediately improve conditions for their own residents, or so they think, but could also send the hundreds of billions of dollars in new budget surpluses, which they would no longer forward to D.C., directly to blue cities and rural blue counties and stranded in a red state nation. Without the Senate veto, blue states could raise new revenue by increasing tax rates on the wealthy and corporations and free
I like
funds.
This even better. Yeah. Forget states. Let's bring it down to the county level. Let's have,
let's bring it down to the individual
yes.
level.
Well, I even better, but that's not going to happen. He's not proposing anything like that.
I know. I get that.
Those funds could bypass GOP filibusters and red state governments, ensuring that they actually help those in need in local red state communities. I'll tell you more about their viewpoint. The Nation's article here, Secession, the blue state perspective on this, the case for blue state secession, Nathan Newman writing.
I like that abolitionist guy he was mentioning.
Yeah, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, we'll share this on our social media so you can pass it around to all your lefty friends. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, I haven't read the whole piece at thenation.com. It's fairly lengthy. Their advocacy for secession for blue states.
Yes.
So I will put this up on our social media site. Now, we have our own site, even though Free Talk Live does still have an account on Twitter. But the first place our posts go to is social.freetalklive.com. So you want to get our show prep, stuff we're talking about on the air, you want to see the article for yourself. That's where it's going to be. I haven't posted it yet, but probably after the show's over here, I'll post it up there so you can read the whole thing, share it with whoever you like. Social.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can still follow us at Twitter.freetalklive.com and also Telegram.freetalklive.com. The posts go there. They go there later. If you want the full post, if you don't want it truncated in any way, shape, or form, follow us at social.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you sign up at social.freetalklive.com, you automatically follow the Free Talk Live account. If you don't like that, unfollow it, okay? No big deal. But we figure you might want to follow that if you join our server. So again, social.freetalklive.com. So a little bit more here about some of the differences they're saying that would, you know, be if they actually saw blue states secede from the United States, what would that mean? Well, it points out that that blue state secession would bypass the neo-Confederate drag on U.S. foreign policy, which has pushed for disengagement from international agreements, fighting global inequality and climate change. Like Scotland's independence movement in the U.K., whose goal is not a narrow nationalism, but to become part of a greater unity within the European Union. Maybe they'd join the E.U. if they
see. You'd have to rename the EU because it isn't Europe.
you just pronounce it ew.
Look, I'm all for anything that allows me. I'm ready for the United States to to join the Schengen zone so that there'd be free movement of people from Europe to the North America and, frankly, all over. I think the idea that there's officious government bureaucrats standing at the border preventing people from moving one place to another is pretty it's pretty obvious. We're not talking about the land of the free anywhere.
He actually believes this. He says, given that blue states have higher growth per capita and disproportionately drive the economic dynamism of the current economy from technology to medicine to creative industries, he says a blue state nation would likely attract parts of the red state nation from which it had seceded, especially those parts that had formerly been swing states.
That may very well be true. I don't know, but I will say that lots of people are moving from New York to Florida, and which is marginally red state, and
it's certainly freer than New York.
California to
I was going to say the West
Texas.
Coast to Florida seems to be popular, at least amongst my people.
One scenario would be thus be a negotiated reconstitution of the United States along more democratic constitutional lines.
As though people, like, the thing that I dislike about this whole term democracy, like the idea that the hobo on the side of the street should have the same, say as, say, a brain surgeon. This is what democracy tells us. This is absolute lunacy. There are obviously people who have no business voting.
I don't want any of those people to have say over my life. I don't care who you are. He says, all that said, secession would be the second best solution. But the point is to be clear that it's better than the constitutional status quo. Antebellum abolitionists like Garrison argued for northern secession from the federal slave power in all seriousness. But their campaigns were also designed to make ending slavery a key part of national politics. So he's making the argument that you've made, Mark, purporting the idea of secession and getting serious about it might make the federal government lean in your direction or pay attention. He says, similarly, a modern campaign would use local referenda on secession to spotlight the just claims of blue states for equal political representation, arguing for secession, but with the preferred first choice of being national political reform. So he's saying this is, not his favorite solution.
If his big problem is that the Republicans get their president too often, I don't think he's looked at this as deeply as
and
he should.
He's objecting to the Senate, that what he considers to be disproportional representation. Of course, it wasn't intended to be proportional. And
he brought up
I can't shove
college.
Enough of my rules down these darn Republicans' throats!
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And you know what? If this is encouraging people to embrace secession, I think it's fantastic. So anyway, he goes on rambling about the Senate and the Electoral College. So the last part is just basically him talking about what he wants to see change at the national level.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he is making a case for secession. He wraps up by saying, we face a mounting constitutional crisis, one that in turn amplifies the crisis of voter suppression, racial and economic equality, and climate change, with a majority will that is repeatedly thwarted by minority rule and every aspect of policy. Ultimately, building a serious blue state threat to secede is the only way to end this crisis and create a nation based on equal representation for all. Well, I hope that more people on the left start looking seriously at secession, especially those who can see Biden clearly for what he is. You know, that this is not, the leftist.
If they don't
that
see him
thought.
Now, they'll see him soon.
Yeah, if this is not the leftist you thought you were electing, he's just another arbitrary, power mad sicko.
Another empty suit with a different face.
Yeah, so there's your story there. Let's get into some good news here, Captain Kickass. You've got a really interesting story about this NFL guy. He got a deal where he's the first NFL player to actually get half of his salary in Bitcoin.
Right. We've talked about this guy before. Russell Okung currently plays for the NFL team, the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
He had lobbied his former team, the Seattle Seahawks, as well as the Panthers, when he switched teams. For receiving all of his pay in Bitcoin. He wanted to be paid in Bitcoin. And they couldn't really work that out with the league, so he worked it out with his agent, and somehow they made it so that half of his salary gets paid to him now in Bitcoin. I don't know if they're using a service like a Bitwage or something like that,
right,
where you just deposit into this routing number and it becomes Bitcoin in your wallet somehow. But he has managed to do that.
And when did that go into effect? Do you know when that was? Was it 2021?
The end of December of 2020.
Okay.
According to this article from Bitcoin.com.
So the price of Bitcoin's gone up quite a bit in just the first 2 months of this year.
Yeah.
It says Russell Okung is
well
known.
The most well paid. Well, shortly. Have
you read this article?
he just made a smart guess is what he did. Yeah. But he is well known, at least in the NFL circles, for his stance towards Bitcoin. And well before he was paid in Bitcoin, he relentlessly asked to receive his salary in crypto. At the end of December 2020, Okung shocked the world when he announced he would indeed be getting half of his $13 million salary paid in BTC.
Is that per year, presumably?
I presume it's the salary is generally per year.
I presume as well.
Is it paid in one lump? I've never been a football player. I've certainly never received compensation like
this. If he's
like
getting $13 million a year, they divide it into, I believe it's weekly payments. It might be biweekly. I'm not sure. But he's going to be getting half in BTC, or is getting half in BTC.
Nice.
Now, as Bitcoin has continued to climb higher in value week after week since then, a number of people have noted that Okung has made a lot of money so far choosing to be paid in BTC. For example, when BTC hit 44,000, the half of his contract that is paid in BTC climbed to 10.59 million. At 56K, his half turned into more than his entire quoted salary.
Wait,
maybe he is getting it all at once. Because that would suggest, I mean, if he's getting, you know, they're saying it was all
they contracted to pay him a certain amount of Bitcoin.
Hang on.
In which case, I hope they bought all that Bitcoin ahead of time.
Okung has entered the top five position. However, the NFL has recently decided to cap the league's salaries at $180 million. That's a per team. And contracts can change in 2021 because of that. So if he restructures, he might not be getting a full $13 million per year or whatever it is. But many proponents think of him currently as the highest paid player in the NFL, and not just ahead of the highest paid offensive tackles, that's the position he plays, but among all the NFL players. Quote, "You are the highest paid player in the NFL," unquote, an individual said to Russell Okung recently on Twitter. "Simply by taking your salary in a different unit of value, amazing. It will not be long before your peers catch on," he said.
Nope, yeah. They'll figure that part out.
So, you know, you do the math here. You know, he's getting paid arguably more than the highest superstar. Like, take like a Tom Brady or, you know, a Mahomes or a Rodgers or something like that.
At least for the weeks, right? So, according to various different sports websites here, it says they do get weekly pay from their base salary, aside from their signing bonus, and apparently this is during the regular season. So through the regular season, they're getting weekly pay. Now, I don't know what the signing bonus is for him, but it may be that he is, you know.
Signing bonuses, I believe, are paid in a lump sum. So, and that's usually free agent contracts are generally, you know, they want the big lump sum up front and then, you know, some salary, you know, over the course of X amount of years.
Right. It wouldn't be a salary if the lump sum, or if there wasn't such thing as a signing bonus, right? Like, otherwise, it'll just be a signing bonus.
So, regardless, this guy is holding. He's all about Bitcoin. He's all about holding on to that Bitcoin.
And just by asking to get paid in Bitcoin, he has made himself the highest paid player in the NFL.
What if you were getting your paycheck, just one paycheck per year, and the first paycheck of the year? What if your paycheck from January 2020 had been in Bitcoin, and then it went up from there?
Yeah.
You know, full year's worth?
Would have been great.
Be rich.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.